then we're going to do the noisy offering after the children's sermon. So get your change ready, get your currency ready, get your checks made out to Salem Lutheran Church with a little note in the memo saying noisy offering. Let's try to fill up the can again, right? All right. Good morning. How's everybody? We're on TV. We haven't been on TV for like 6 months, 9 months. I don't know. I had to buy a new cable. I was just didn't buy it. We heard a story read by Mr. Peterson about a woman whose name was Esther. Esther was a queen in a foreign country, and she risked her life to save her people. Because she was a Jew, and she was married. Her husband, the king, was not a Jew, and the Jews were that. Just listen to the sermon later on. She risked her life to save others. She did a great deed, and as the story turns out, everybody was fine except for the guys that wanted to hurt the Jews. And they did a big celebration. Jews to this day celebrate what Esther did in a festival in March, usually in March, called Purim. And they celebrate. What are some ways that we celebrate? Ellie, what's that? What? Throw parties and invite people. Have you ever been to a party? Yeah. Are they fun or are they sad? They're fun? All right, let's hope they're fun. Huh? Yeah, how else do we celebrate? Birthday? What? Gabby? Any special kind of food that we eat? If it's your birthday, do you have like rotten tomatoes? Who said yes? Oh, my goodness. That was Lacey? Lacey? You have birthday cake. What, let's say, your favorite football team wins the Super Bowl? Do you celebrate? Yeah. Not going to be the Vikings this year, I don't think. So the Jews, because of what Esther did like about 4,000 years ago, they still celebrate. Now, when you go to a celebration, a party, is it quiet? It can be kind of noisy. What are some ways that you could verbally, with your mouth, celebrate? Talk. Talk quietly or talk softly or loudly? We talk loudly. So if we want to do a cheer here in Salem, what would be a word we could cheer? What? Go. That's a good one. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. We're all going to say go. One, two, three. Go. Yay, okay. We'll do yay. One, two, three. Yay. Do you think they could cheer too? How about if you're British and I said hip, hip, hooray. Let's see you do. What? What? I don't know that one. Is it British? Oh, is it? All right. Well, let's do one last hip, hip, hooray. We'll say a prayer and then we'll do the noisy offering because noisy is French. Okay. Hip, hip, hooray. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for Esther, for her braveness a long time ago. Help us to be brave and to celebrate and to love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so what do we need if we're going to do noisy offering? We need money and these cans. So come on, let's go get these cans. Miss Lisa's getting the cans. And if you have any coins or money that you want to relieve yourself of, raise your hand.